It's kind of a weird gospel. I just have to admit, when I was reading it, it's just like nothing happens that you would expect on this Divine Mercy Sunday. We obviously had Easter last weekend. The gospel today happens in the evening of Easter Sunday, the first Easter Sunday. So Jesus rises in the morning, now it's evening, and he's appearing to the disciples. And I just think, like, what would you do in this situation? Right? Imagine you're you, and your apostles, your friends, all abandoned you in your time of need just a few days ago, left you to die, and then you're going to, like, face them again. Right? Do you go with, like, the angry outburst? Or, like, my family excels at sarcasm, so I would walk in and be like, that's a nice room you guys got here. Must have been nice. So it's getting crucified. How is it, right? Jabbing? Or we might even think like a good person would just forgive them. But Jesus, that's not what Jesus does. He walks in and says, peace be with you. Just a few days before at the Last Supper, he told his disciples this, peace, and we say this at Mass actually, right before the sign of peace. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. I had this insight once, my spiritual director, I had this great spiritual director in seminary. He's like this 95-year-old Franciscan, super old guy, but he's really holy. And he told me once, he's like, we don't just look for peace. We look for the peace of Christ. Right? Because we get it in our mind like, that if I really had peace, like, I wouldn't have anything that disturbs me. I wouldn't have anything that causes me anxiety. I wouldn't have anything difficult in my life. Like, Jesus would remove those things. Then I could have peace. If my boss was just this way, then I would have peace. If my spouse was just a little less, then I would have peace. But that's not the peace of Christ. The peace of Christ is Christ himself. So when he says, peace be with you, it's just like, I'm with you. Jesus is peace. Like, he's like, I'm here now. And so you can have peace. And then the other surprising thing was, right, you'd think, now imagine you're the disciples, right? I don't know if you had this experience. I did. Mom says, don't play basketball in the house. You play basketball in the house, break the light fixture when she's gone, and then you're just sitting there in terror, like, once she opens the door, right, then judgment is going to happen, right? And so that's what happens, right? And you're like, that feeling of just fear and anxiety, you'd think that's what they would have, but it's not, actually. It says, they rejoiced when they saw the Lord. They were happy. And so in a weird way, like, the disciples exemplified the soul that's in a place to receive mercy. They're not afraid of Jesus. They love to see him. And so, like, all the dynamics of, like, on this Divine Mercy Sunday, all the dynamics of mercy are present in today's gospel. The disciples are in a room locked in fear, but they're not afraid of Jesus. They're afraid of the Jews. And I thought, what a great image, right? Is that not what happens in our place of sin? Do we not lock ourselves in rooms of fear? Self-indulgence? Doubt? Distractions? Anger? They lock us in this place and keep us alone. And it's to that place that Jesus comes in and says, peace be with you. That's what mercy is. It's like Jesus looks at that place. Think about the place that you hate about yourself. Jesus is drawn to that place. That calls him forward to you. Right? And this is the most surprising thing maybe of the whole thing, is the thing that I believe makes me unlovable, Jesus loves. We wouldn't have guessed that. And then the amazing thing is Jesus himself, he like shows us, he's like, okay, then how do I open the door? How do I get myself out of this room? Jesus actually shows us that in the gospel too, as if just showing up and saying, peace be with you, it wasn't enough. It says, when he said this, peace be with you, he showed them his hands and his side. If we want mercy, everyone, we have to show Jesus our wounds. Right? But that's scary. Another childhood memory. You're like, you're crying. Mom's like, where does it hurt? And you're like, I don't want to tell her. Then she's going to like touch it, and then it's going to hurt more. But that's how healing happens. God's like, where does it hurt? And we're like, no, I'm actually fine. He's like, really? You don't look fine. Because we don't want him to touch that place. Because it hurts. But the longer we hide it from him, the longer we stay in that room, the longer we resist mercy and we resist peace and we resist joy and we go on living in fear and anxiety and distraction. That's why Doubting Thomas is such a great figure, right? Because not only, right, once again, it would have been enough to just show them his wounds, but he goes even farther. He makes Thomas put his finger in his side. Because once we show Jesus our wounds, he's going to touch them. He's going to heal them. He's going to do something there, which is what we really want. And then, once Jesus is allowed to touch that, right, it says in the gospel, this is a weird phrase, a weird thing to do. I wouldn't recommend this. He breathes on them. Do you remember the last time God breathed on someone? His name was Adam. And he gave him the breath of life. So it's almost like the St. John is saying, like, when God gives you mercy, it's almost like he's breathing the like very life into you again. Where you were dead, he's bringing life. Now you might think, well, that's nice because, you know, Thomas had Jesus's body. He had his physical body to like stick his hand into. You're right. But something really, really important for you and I happens in today's gospel too, other than what I've already said. Jesus gives the apostles authority to forgive sins. So we don't have his physical body anymore, but what we have is a perpetual ability to receive God's mercy and to have him say to us, peace be with you. I absolve you from your sins. Go in peace. And he left us the Eucharist as his body, not to just like put our fingers in, to receive into us. And so in some sense, like we have something better to get us out of those rooms of fear and darkness and whatever the thing is that you're afraid of, right? Well, it'd be nice to have a physical body. Yeah, but did you notice when you walked in, right, we had that divine mercy image, right? There's a reason the bottom phrase says what it says. It says, Jesus, I trust in you. And there's a reason Jesus doesn't commend Thomas for his disbelief. He says, Thomas, you believed because you could touch, because you could see. But blessed are those who can't see and believe. And so we just approach the sacraments, everyone, confession, the Eucharist, with faith, with trust. And that's the way Jesus gives us the joy, the mercy, the peace that we really long for. And so let us bring him that trust today.